From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Tragedy in Russia, not far from the capital city, Moscow.
A plane has crashed in Russia, with all 71 people on board believed to have been killed. The flight reportedly disappeared from radar 10 minutes after takeoff in Moscow. Russian news agencies, citing official sources, say there are no survivors. It's thought there were 65 passengers and 6 crew members on board. The plane, operated by domestic carrier Saratov Airlines, took off from Domodedovo Airport. It was destined for the Russian city of Orsk, bordering Kazakhstan. The Russian Transport Ministry is reportedly considering various causes for the crash, including weather conditions and pilot error.
That's Reuters' Jacob Greaves reporting. A key aide to U.S. President Donald Trump is defending the White House's handling of spousal abuse allegations leveled against his former staff secretary before the secretary resigned last week. Presidential adviser Kellyanne Conway told CNN that it's very clear that Rob Porter, who helped oversee paperwork and documents being sent to the U.S. leader, and helped draft the president's recent State of the Union address, did the right thing by resigning after his 2 ex-wives offered evidence that he physically abused them during their marriages. Conway pushed back on numerous news media reports that Chief of Staff John Kelly and White House lawyer Donald McGahn knew for months from FBI security background checks about the allegations the women had. Afghanistan officials say 4 National Intelligence Agency operatives have gunned down 16 of their colleagues before deserting to join the Taliban. A provincial government spokesman confirmed the incident, saying the Taliban also assaulted a center while the insider attack was underway, sparking fierce clashes with Afghan security forces. This is VOA News. A serious military flare-up on the Israeli border with Syria has prompted a response from several nations. VOA's Robert Berger in Jerusalem explains what started all of this.
Israeli warplanes launched several waves of airstrikes inside Syria after an Iranian drone infiltrated Israeli territory on the disputed Golan Heights and was shot down. The Israeli army said a large-scale attack destroyed at least a dozen Syrian and Iranian targets in Syria. An Israeli F-16 fighter jet was also shot down and crashed inside Israel. The 2 pilots were injured and rushed to a hospital. The Israeli military described the drone infiltration as a severe violation of Israeli sovereignty and warned that Iran and Syria are playing with fire.
Since then, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has told his cabinet, "We will continue to harm anyone who tries to harm us." The White House has responded in support of Israel's resolve. Meanwhile, Syria's state media said Syria is responding to new Israeli aggression, while Iranian President Hassan Rouhani has denounced Israel's attacks. Egypt's military says it has killed 16 militants and arrested more than 30 suspects in a major counterterrorism operation that was launched last week targeting terrorists and criminal elements and organizations across the country. The World Health Organization is calling for resolute action to end violence against children. WHO's appeal comes in advance of a meeting in Stockholm, Sweden this week that will seek solutions to the problem of violence, which affects 1 out of every 2 children on the planet. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA.
The upcoming conference will explore ways to achieve the UN Sustainable Development Goal of ending violence against children by 2030. But the statistics weigh heavily against this aspiration. The World Health Organization reports 1/2 of the 2 billion children on Earth, aged between 2 and 17, are victims of physical, sexual, or emotional violence or neglect. This violence, it says, occurs in the home behind closed doors or in schools. It involves bullying and violent behavior between young people. It says violence thrives in situations of conflict and other fragile settings.
That's VOA's Lisa Schlein reporting. A teenager has won the first U.S. medal at the Pyeongchang Olympics, and it's a gold one. 17-year-old Red Gerard from the state of Colorado in his Olympics debut won the men's slope-style snowboarding competition. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.